If he said to me on the last day, I did not know you. I tell you what I tell you now. You will go to heaven. I said, Lord, I was in the choir. I was in the usher. I did a lot of things. I came for AY's program. I was organizing the program. I was giving. But he said, well, I don't know you. And you'll be wondering why. Because the devil has blocked the assets that will make you know that you have to carry the cross. Because what the church is preaching today is not the cross. What they are preaching today is money and this and that. You need to come to the knowledge of carrying the cross. And like I said before, I came tonight and I will receive Jesus clearly. That is why I came. So we have found the level of organizing programs. Hey, why? Listen, this is not the time to organize program by program. This is the time to go after souls. Because it's coming soon. It's coming in soon now. Programs is not the assets in heaven. Carrying the cross is the assets. When he sees you with the cross, he says, this is my God. Now you ask, what is the cross? Jesus carried the cross, yes. But this thing, Jesus had to die too. That was the place of denying himself. So he denied himself, he died, and he went to the cross. The cross is the place of death. For our death, there is life again. But we want to live the life without death. We have to die first. The people God is looking for are people that will die. The death we are talking about is not the death that you will bury in the grave. It's a death that you will die to flesh and sin, so that the spirit can be alive. Lord, I want to carry this cross. I've been ignorant before. I know you don't know. I'm aware that you don't know. But now you know now. And even as a minister, you have to carry a cross. Some ministers don't know. Some ministers don't have to understand. I thank God for this man. He came and he was saying something that was just there. I was smiling. Some ministers, what they're after is, are you aware that in a program like this, some ministers are praying that everyone will not minister well so that they will shine? Are you aware that there's ministers that pray that let people cannot minister well? Let the people just come up so that me I will shine. That is not the cross. The journey is that we will gather. That even when everybody like a meeting like this and decides, so he's supposed to come and minister, and he will just come and say, ah, it has been done. You will just pray and go. No more singing. All of us want to sing and sing and grab the stage. The stage. But we forgot it. There is a place called the backstage. And the backstage is greater than the front stage. Yeah. You understand? Everybody wants to show you a picture, but hear me. There's a picture and there is a picture. Are you in the picture of God? You can be in the picture, you can snap now. You will be in the picture. But then God did not see me in the picture. So there's a picture in heaven that God sees. So God look at Christians and not the one.
Right, the Holy Ghost.
power. You not pray that as you are going to minister, God move. Oh Father, I need your presence. Because the kingdom has come in your life. Presence is coming. Study your Bible. Bible meeting, I say, it is from a place of study. Nobody teaches me or sees me down. I hold my Bible and I study. Because I have understood that it's far beyond the stage. But there's a secret place and there's a backstage. And that backstage is where you are supposed to be. So as I'm going to be singing this song, when it's bringing us to the consciousness that you have to carry a cross. And a body. A pastor without a body is a pastor that your own boys are in the church and you're telling them, break your ties. A pastor without a body is a pastor that he knows that these people are perishing, but he prays for them every day and tells them that they prosper. He knows that when they die, they are going to hell. He's a pastor without a body. So in 5 minutes, you're going to have a round. I will leave in 5 minutes, but I want you to close your eyes and say, Lord, I want to carry your cross. Hear me. You can carry the cross today and not carry tomorrow. Holiness is the walk. Righteousness is the gate. Holiness is the walk. You can be holy today and not be holy tomorrow. So you have to be conscious that you want to be holy forever till Jesus will come. So he said, walk, hit, day. So you are going to lift your head and close your eyes and God will send you some. Come with me, because I'm going to be there with Jesus Christ. Close your eyes, sit it down. And as you rise, you are rising.
Thank you.